Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
I'm speaking here, Edward Taylor.
Edward Taylor, okay. Hi, good afternoon. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, this is my first time.
First time, okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And was it yourself or was it someone that you loved that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It was myself.
For yourself. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you currently getting treatment or are you in remission?
Remission.
Remission. Okay, that's good. I'm so glad to hear that. What was the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
It was B.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
B-cell lymphoma.
Oh, a B-cell lymphoma? Okay. Do you know
yes.
if it was a B lymphoblastic lymphoma or was it diffuse large B cell?
I don't recall. I know it was B cell lymphoma.
Just B cell lymphoma? Okay. All right, no problem. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis in the past?
No.
No, okay. What was the date of the diagnosis?
The date of the diagnosis was January 2017.
January of 2017, okay. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
What about 41?
41?
Yes.
Okay, so under the age of 80, okay?
Yes.
All right. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Ricardo Salas, S-A-L-A-S.
S-A-L-A-S. Okay. And then, Ricardo, can you spell that for me?
R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Ricardo.
Ricardo. Okay. And then what was the name of the hospital or medical center?
Adventist Health.
Adventist Health. Okay. And what city was that in?
Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield.
I have their address if you'd like it.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. 2615 Chester Avenue,
uh-huh.
Bakersfield, California. Bakersfield, California, 93301.
93301. Okay, perfect. And do you have a phone number available?
Yes, I do. The number that you call me on.
No, I'm sorry. Phone number for the facility.
Oh, no, I don't have it handy.
No, okay, no problem. Let me see if I can look it up here. So it was Adventist Health, Bakersfield. Okay, 661-395-3000. Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of your knowledge. That's good. Okay. And what was the last, when was the last time that you were treated? What date?
Let's see. Biopsy, 9 months. I'd say it was in, towards the end of 2017.
Uh-huh. Towards the end of
so
2017.
Probably about maybe October, November.
October or November, okay, 2017. Do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
All the records are at the hospital. I don't have any of them with me, but I can request them or copies
uh-huh.
of them.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you do, they do exist. You can request them. Okay, perfect. And you said you were diagnosed at the age of 41?
Correct.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
My date of birth is January 123-1963.
January 23?
Uh-huh. Yeah, 123-63.
123-63. Okay, thank you. All right. And do you have a birth certificate available if the attorneys need it?
I could produce one if needed. I don't have one, like, on me, like, immediately right now.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Well, yes, I am.
Yes, okay. And what is your height and weight?
Okay. My height, I'd say more, you know, give or take. I don't know, it's like 5'4".
Uh-huh.
5'4".
Okay.
5'4".
5'4", okay.
Give or take an inch.
Give or take, okay, no problem.
Okay. Right. And my weight?
Your weight, uh-huh.
Probably about, well, I don't know, about 190, 195.
190 or 195, okay. So I'll put 190.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
It fluctuates a little bit.
That's okay, okay. Just, that would be what's on your license?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. On my license.
My or just license to the best of your knowledge, when was the last time? The last time that you checked, that would be your weight?
190 was the last time I checked.
190, okay.
I believe that's what's on my license.
Okay, no problem. All right, and then for identification purposes, can you verify your social?
Yes. Let me get the card out of my 551-51. 7-1-1-9.
Okay.
My card is so old. My social security card, that some of it's kind of rubbed out.
It's faded. I need to get a new one. I hear you. That's the same with mine. Yeah, I need to get a new one. Okay. And just to confirm, I heard 551-517-119.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. And now I'm going to ask you a few questions in regards to the usage of Roundup. So did you use Roundup at home or at work?
I use it for residential purposes.
Residential. Okay. So it was at home. Home/residential. Okay. And did anybody else use Roundup besides yourself?
No.
No. Okay. What was the address of the place where you used it?
The address of the place I use it, I think, well, in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have the specific address, uh-huh.
No, I don't have a specific address. I mean, it was at a friend's property. They had like acres of land, so we were killing weeds or whatnot.
Okay. So, friend's property.
In Bakersfield area.
Bakersfield, okay. All right. And then what is your current mailing address for your current home?
Okay, my current mailing address is the one I have on file, which would be 420 Real Road.
Can you spell that for me?
Okay. Yes. Okay. It's 420 South, uh-huh. R-E-A-L, Real Road, uh-huh. R-D, Apartment 12, D as in dog.
Uh-huh.
And that's Bakersfield, California, 93309.
93309. Okay. And then one more time, you said apartment 12D as in dog?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read it one more time.
Yes, go ahead.
420 South Rural Road, apartment 12D, 93309, Bakersfield, California.
Okay, perfect. perfect. And then you used Roundup, you said, at your friend's house?
Yes, friend's, on his property.
Uh-huh. How big of an area was it?
Oh, man, he probably had about 10 to 15 acres, probably.
10 to 15 acres? Okay. All right. And did you use Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay. And then in total, how many years did you use it?
Okay. Before my diagnosis, and I'd say I probably used it about 3 years.
3 years in total?
In total, yeah.
In total, okay. So what was the first year that you started using it?
Oh, man, it's November 2008.
November of 2008, okay. And then when was the last time that you used it?
April of 2015.
April of 2015, okay. Let's see. So that looks like it's 7 years. So you used it for seven years total?
Yes, like off and on, you know.
Off and on, okay. But a total of 7 years?
Yeah. Correct.
Correct, okay. And then how many times per month would you use it approximately?
Once like every 3 months, and I use like 2 to 3 gallons.
Uh-huh. Okay, you said once every 3 months?
Yes.
And 2 to 3 gallons, okay. Did you use it all throughout the year or just seasonally?
No, through the year.
Through the year, okay. So let's see. So about 4 times a year, okay. And then a total of 7 years, so let's see. So about 28 instances in total. Okay, so throughout the year, once every 3 months, okay? And the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open email if needed?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. The reason why I'm asking is because once we're done with the questions, I will send you an electronic document to sign that just gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And let me see what's next here. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Male, okay. And do you have a middle initial at all?
No, but it's Edward Taylor Sr.
Sr. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so there's a suffix. And are you married?
Separated.
Separated, okay. But are you legally married on paper still?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
The doctor had told me to stop using Roundup because I was showing signs, symptoms. So.
Okay, so the doctor mentioned the connection.
Yes.
Okay, and when was that? Was that this year, or I'm sorry, it was when you were diagnosed, right? Back in 2017.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. 2017. All right, and we're almost done here. I do appreciate your patience. I know the questions are a little long, but we're almost done. All right, so now I'm going to ask a few questions about illnesses. Just let me know if you've had any of that in the past. So have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever had any autoimmune disease or HIV or AIDS?
No.
No. What about Epstein-Barr, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Any organ transplants?
None. No.
None. Okay. Any diabetes or other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
No. Okay. Any family cancer history?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe a little bit more?
My mom had breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. All right. So I'll
Thank
just
you.
make a note here. Okay. And then I do have. Let me see, a phone number. Is this your cell phone number? The 661-401-9257?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is a good email for you?
The email for me is TaylorEdwards52.et@gmail.com.
Okay. I have Taylor, and then you said Edwards with an S.
No, I'm sorry. Taylor Edward.
Edward.
52.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, there's no S.
Okay. 52, and then what else?
.et@gmail.com.
.e, and then T as in Tom?
Yes, so it's Taylor Edward 52 dot E as in easy, T as in Taylor,
uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. All right. And then you did mention you're separated from your legal spouse?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And okay. And then just to review, you used Roundup from 2008 to 2015.
Correct.
Okay, and then it was once every 3 months. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, I'm just verifying here, making sure I'm spelling everything correctly. Okay, and then did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
I used a sprayer, and I mixed it, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you mixed it. So it was a concentrate?
No, I guess when I first got it, I mixed it when I used it in the sprayer.
Okay, so you had to mix it, so it was concentrated, and then you mixed it with water?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then did you use any protective gear while using the Roundup?
Just
any gloves
maybe,
or masks or anything?
Yeah, like gloves.
Gloves,
maybe.
Okay.
I remember, yeah.
Okay. And then you said it was residential. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say I purchased the Roundup at your Home Depot. I don't know if that helps at all.
Yes. Okay. So I'll write that down as well. So the Home Depot, thank you for that. And then what was the state that you used it in? Was it mostly California?
Yes, California. It was in Bakersfield.
Okay. And then it was at your friend's property. Okay. Did you personally spray the Roundup, or were you around somebody else that used it?
No, I sprayed it.
You sprayed it. Okay. So it was direct exposure. Okay. And do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well anywhere?
No.
No. Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any herbicides, any other herbicides, or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
No. Okay. And do you happen to have any receipts of purchase or any leftover bottles in your possession?
I do not. I do have the address to the Home Depot that I bought it from.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you provide that?
Yes. Okay, so it's Home Depot, 2655, so 2655
mm-hmm.
Mount Vernon Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Bakersfield, California, 93306.
Okay, perfect. And then that was a Home Depot. Okay, and have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Okay, and are you currently employed?
Currently, no.
No, okay. Have you lost any time from work from any surgeries or treatments related to your injuries?
No, I pretty much took like a medical leave.
Medical leave? Okay, no problem. Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
I have not.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I have not.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No felonies, no misdemeanors, no jail.
No. Okay, perfect. And okay, and then we have medical records. What kind of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy, stem cell transplants, any surgeries, or anything else?
Okay, I received radiation therapy and chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
On the radiation therapy, it was four cycles in 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And the chemo was 9 cycles. Once a month for 9 months.
Okay. All right. And then is there anything else you would like to share of how the diagnosis has impacted your life? It could be anything financial, emotional, physical.
Very, very emotional, you know, and of course, you know, physical, but
yeah,
it's just not the same.
I see. I can't imagine how hard it was. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about that, but I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad that we can help you today, and I'm glad you did get treatment.
Me too. I thank God every day.
Yep, exactly. All we need is our health, and then everything else comes after.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. And then it looks like we're almost done here. The last thing I need from you, Edward, is going to be an emergency contact just in case you become unresponsive. So if we can't reach you for an extended period of time, we just found it necessary so that there's no disruptions in your case. So for the emergency contact, is it somebody that lives with you or do they live separate?
Yeah. They live with me.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what is their relationship to you?
It's just a friend, I guess you could say.
A friend? Okay, no problem.
It's a girlfriend. She likes to say girlfriend, but...
Girlfriend, okay.
To me, it's a friend.
No problem. It could be anybody. Okay. So I'll put friend. And then
yeah, you know.
What is their name?
Okay, want me to give you her phone number?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay.
You can put me on speaker if you need to. Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on. Because she just got a new cell phone, so I want to make sure I give you the correct number.
Of course. No problem. Take your time.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it works.
It's Joanna.
Uh huh. Can you spell it for me?
The number is J-O-N-I-A.
I'm sorry, one more time.
J-O-A.
Uh huh.
N-I-A.
N-I-A, okay.
Yeah.
And the phone number?
It's very close. 661.
Uh huh.
535-7700.
Okay, 661-535-7700.
Correct.
Okay, and then what is Joanna's last name?
Hernandez.
Hernandez. That's H-E-R-N-A-N-D-Z-D-E-Z?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, Edward, that's it for the questions here. So what I'll do next is I'll send you over that electronic document to sign, the retainer agreement. Have you done one of those before, the DocuSign?
In the past.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, no problem. It should be a really quick document. It's just going to ask for a few initials and a few signatures. You'll just tap through. But I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help navigating the page. And then just let me know if you get it right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. It'll be sent
to
your... Of course. It'll be sent to your email and also text message. It's the same thing, whichever one is easier for you to open.
Okay.
All right. And then I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions. Meanwhile, I will send another text message with my direct desk line and the number for the attorneys that will be calling you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And once again, thank you.
Uh-huh. Of course. Thank you. Edward, are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, no problem. I thought I lost you. Were you able to open it?
I'm almost done with it.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. No rush.
Okay, but I'm still here, though.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, it says finish, and I click next, and it says I'm done, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I just got the notification. It looks like everything was signed okay. All right. And they'll send you a copy of everything that you signed as well, so you keep that for your records. Edward, I did send you another text message. Please save my direct desk line and the number for the law firm. So the law firm, their name is Pulaski, and their number is 909-906-3862. I sent that in the text message. Give them about 5 to 10 business days to review the information, and then they'll give you a call back, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I received the text message right now, so I'll save it.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Thank you for letting me help you today. And if you have any questions, any concerns, you can text me to my direct line, or you can give me a call, okay?
Okay, and thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.